試験監督者は音量及び室内の聞こえ具合を確認してください。
2023年度第1回実用英語技能検定2級リスニングテスト。
ただいまから2級リスニングテストを行います。これからお話しすることについて質問は受けませんので、よく注意して聞いてください。なお、リスニングテスト放送中に音飛びや騒音があった場合は、発生した問題のトラックの初めに戻し、やり直します。しかしながら、万が一、教室監督者が気づかない場合は、速やかに手を挙げてお知らせ願います。このテストには、第1部と第2部があります。英文は、それぞれ一度だけ読まれます。放送の間、メモを取っても構いません。では、第1部のテストから始めます。これは、対話を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。対話と質問は一度だけ読まれます。問題は、ナンバーワンからナンバーフィフティーンまで15題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。以上、説明が終わりましたので、今から2級のナンバーワンを開始します。
Number one.
What's the best way to get to Silver City from here, Amanda? I'm going there this weekend.
Well, it's too far to drive your car, and the bus takes too long. You could fly there, but that's so expensive. I recommend an express train. They go there every morning.
In the morning? That would probably work well with my schedule.
Yeah, check the station's website for the departure time.
Question. How will the man probably get to Silver City? Number two.
Welcome to Bayview Furniture. How may I help you?
My wife and I are looking for a new sofa for our living room.
Okay. Would you like a large one or a small one? And do you want one that can pull out into a bed?
We want a large sofa that is big enough for 3 people to sit on comfortably. We don't need one that can change into a bed.
Question. What kind of sofa do the man and his wife want?Number three.
Excuse me, ma'am. Is this seat taken? There aren't any other seats available on the train tonight.
No, it's not. You're welcome to sit here. I noticed the train was very crowded, too. I guess a lot of people are traveling for the holiday weekend.
That's what I'm doing, actually. I'm going to visit my parents in London this weekend.
Really?I'm going there to see my family, too.
Question. What is one thing we learn about the man? Number four.
Abby, good job on getting a perfect score on our French test.I wish I could get good grades in French class like you do.
Thanks, James. I just prepare by studying for a few hours each week.
Would you be my study partner? I'm having trouble with the lessons we're doing now.
Of course. Let's meet at the library after class and review them together.
Question. Why does the boy ask the girl for help?Number five.
That was a really nice barbecue at the Johnson's house yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was so much food, and the volleyball game was fun too. We should thank them for inviting us.
I agree. How about sending them a card?
Good idea. And we could send them some of the pictures we took.
Question. What is one thing the man and woman will do? Number 6.
Mom, can you wash my blue jeans? I want to wear them to Bobby's party on Saturday.
Why don't you wash them yourself?
But I don't know how, Mom. Please?
You're going to college next year, Donnie, so you need to learn to do things for yourself. Come on, I'll show you how to use the washing machine.
Question. What does the woman tell her son? Number 7.
Honey, this store sells so many different kinds of computers.
I know. I wonder what the differences are between them. Maybe we should go to a smaller store. There are just too many to choose from.
Well, let's see if one of the store clerks can help us. Maybe they can give us some information.
That's a good idea. Look, here comes one now.
Question. What did the man and woman decide to do? Number 8.
Alex, have you seen the boss today?
Yeah, Mr. Bigley is in his office. He's in a really bad mood.
Oh no. I was going to ask him about getting a pay raise.
I don't think that would be a very good idea. He's upset about losing the ABC computer contract. You should wait until he calms down a little.
Question. What advice does the man give the woman? Number 9.
Hello. I saw the sign outside your restaurant, and I'm interested in working here.
Well, I'm the manager. We are looking for another waiter. Do you have any experience?
Yes, actually. My dad owns a restaurant, and I used to work there every summer. I've also been a cook at a hamburger chain.
Well, we want to hire someone with your experience. When could you start?
Question. What does the woman say to the man? Number 10.
John, are you going to eat lunch in the college cafeteria today?
I don't know. It's always so crowded. I went there yesterday, and I couldn't find a place to sit.
Well, the weather is really nice today. Do you want to buy some sandwiches and eat outside?
Sure. I know a park with some picnic tables that's not too far from here.
Question. Why doesn't the man want to eat in the cafeteria? Number 11.
Welcome to Fran's Flowers. Can I help you?
I hope so. I'd like to get my girlfriend some flowers, but I don't know what kind to get. I've never bought flowers for anyone before. Her favorite color is red, though.
Well, why don't you get her some roses? They're red, and they're also really popular.
Great. I'll take 12 roses then.
Question. What is one thing the man says? Number 12.
Honey, did you see Alex's score on his math test? He did really well.
He's been reviewing his notes every night for the last several weeks, and he has spent a lot of time practicing different problems.
Yes, he's been studying in the library after school instead of playing with friends.
I'm very proud of him. He has been trying really hard.
Question. What did Alex do to get a good score on his math test? Number 13.
Amy, my cell phone is somewhere in the house, but the battery is dead, so I can't call it. Please help me find it.
Think about the last time you used it. Did you have it with you when you were doing your homework?
Yeah, I was using the calculator for my math assignment. Oh, here it is. It was under my notebook the whole time. Thanks for your help.
No problem.
Question. What was the boy's problem? Number 14.
Hello?
Sarah, this is Keith Carter from work. Why aren't you at the office?
What do you mean, Mr. Carter? It's Saturday.
Don't you remember what I said at the meeting? I asked everyone to be here at 10 a.m. today. We need to finish preparing for the presentation on Monday.
Oh, you're right. I'm so sorry. I'll be there right away.
Question. What is the woman's problem? Number 15.
Hello, Angel Lake Ranger Station.
Hello. We're thinking of hiking around the lake today. How are the trail conditions?
Actually, ma'am, most of the trails and campsites around Angel Lake are closed today. We've had 3 days of heavy rain, and many trails have become dangerous.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm glad I called first, then.
Question. Why did the woman call the ranger station?